Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Starting systems. Mainframe activated. Updating network. Downloading news. Facing cultures. Looking up for language tips. Rewriting literature. Turning on entertainment. Drawing up opinions. Rebooting learning. Ready? Set. Go.
Go.
You're listening to In Build on Air.
Sure, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn. Okay. Hey everyone, we're back. I'm glad to be with you again. As usual, we are going to have a good time and at the same time, learn. So, Viviana, or Carolina, better. John, Camilo, how you doing?
Hello, Pablo. Hey, mates, how are you? Thank you very much for
Hello,
the
mates.
Invitation. We are here in Villoner.
Once again.
Hello, my dear workmates. How are you today?
Excellent.
Good.
Yeah, okay. This is the first time, Carolina. Carolina's first standing in Bilone.
Yes.
Excellent. Carolina's first at 8.
Fresh meat. Right. Camilo, how are you?
Oh, I'm very grateful to be here again. Last time as a special guest, but today I'm part of this team and I hope I can do my best for this. So
we're sure about that. We're sure about that. So guys, nice to see that you are good. Sharing with you is a pleasure, and taking advantage of that, I want to ask you if you know what happened on a day like today, but in previous years. Do you have any idea, a special date, a special event?
Well, I have got some special situations on this day, but many years ago. So, interesting information about general culture. For example, on April the 3rd, but in the year 33, Jesus of Nazareth, by the way of the Easter, right? So Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. This information is according to Christianity. Do you agree?
Yeah, if sure. I were Christian, but in Pablo, yes, I trust on that information. Maybe for some Jewish people.
I agree, but I didn't know exactly the date about this situation.
The problem is the calendar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because but normally we celebrate that. Viernes Santo.
Oh, the Christianity, yeah. Right. I am like Pablo. I am the Camilicism. So right.
Okay. Right. Camilicism. So, right.
The next date is April the 3rd, but in 1270, William Wallace was born. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah. Yes, sure. It's a movie. Yes.
Which one?
William Wallace. I don't remember.
The name of the movie?
The name of the movie.
Yes. Corazón, the name of the movie, I don't know.
Corazón Valiente.
Yes.
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Braveheart. And what was the most famous
version? Libertad.
Freedom. Yeah, freedom.
And after that is screaming, so he is a headless man. So, well, move into the history to centuries later. On April the 3rd, but in 1493, Christopher Columbus was received by the Catholic king and queen after discovering America.
Yeah, because the real one that had conquered America was Christopher Columbus. Americo Vespucci.
Americo Vespucci.
Yeah. Christopher Columbus was the one who conquered it, the one who discovered it was
and investor about the worldwide navigation.
Yeah, he realized that it was not the Indians; it was a new part of the world that, well, they didn't know it at the time. So move forward. So on April the 3rd, but in 1948, the Marshall Plan was signed as an aid for European countries after World War II.
Yeah, after this execution of this plan, was the division of Germany into the four allied countries, right? And all the Berlin Wall and all that. Yes.
Appeared the difference between the communism and capitalism.
Yeah.
Lines and the economics as a parallel way.
Okay, throwback to centuries before. On April the 3rd, 1783, Washington Irving was born. Do you know something about this guy? Why he's important? Why I mention it?
Yeah, I have heard about this guy, this writer. He was a New Yorker writer, and the most famous book was Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Hollow. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But the interesting information is that this guy, or this writer, was the main influence on Edgar Allan Poe's writing. So he, Allan Poe, wrote some analysis, literature analysis, about Irving written. So okay. Very interesting. So on this century, the previous one. I was born in the last century, sorry for all that. So, but in 1993, Eduardo Caballero Calderón passed away. He was a very important writer and journalist who promoted the Columbia culture in Spain in the late 70s and early 80s.
Okay. So, pretty nice information, something that we have to think about. To think about and count about, and maybe is something that we can share in our lunch as important information could be.
Yeah. And today has already happened. A really important fact is that in Taiwan, they had an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4 in the Richter scale. It is important because it has been the strongest earthquake in the last 25 years.
Yeah, and for that there is a risk of tsunami. So
yeah.
We hope over there, if there are any person over there in Japan or in Taiwan listening to us, we hope that you are okay and your family too.
But maybe they could think that is Godzilla coming.
Could be.
Beyond mankind. Feeling like being abroad.
So, this song is called Good Life, that is by One Republic. And what is it better than a good life? That traveling, right? And better traveling abroad, right? So, today in this section, we are going to share with you some tips about traveling abroad, right? Because preparing for your first trip can be overwhelming, right? And will each first time traveler's preferences on each trip as unique or is unique. We made a list of some handy tricks that we think will be useful for every beginner in the travel world, right? So we have three subsections that say before traveling, meanwhile you travel, and after you travel, right? So John, can you tell us the first?
Yes, Pablo, we have here some tips before traveling. Invest in good equipment. If you're going to multiple places, a good backpack that fits you well and a good comfortable pair of shoes will be your two most important investments before you leave home. If you're going to splurge, what is splurge?
Splurge, splurge.
Yeah.
Is like saying in Spanish despilfarrar or
right.
Yeah. Despilfarrar.
Okay, if you're going to splurge somewhere, splurge on these two essentials. Muchas veces le invertimos de pronto a el hotel, a la buena comida y dejamos de lado como un buen equipamiento, un buen, una buena maleta, unos buenos zapatos que nos permitan disfrutar la experiencia en el lugar que estemos viajando en ese momento.
A good equipment means a comfortable journey, comfortable traveling. I think it's just necessary. As John has already said, it's important we think about good shoes, comfortable bag sometimes, or luggage, depends on your trip, and comfortable place for sleeping. For example, sometimes I carry on with my my pillow, because I can't sleep without my pillow. I just need it. So
exotic.
Okay, so the second one, our tips before traveling, we have purchased travel insurance. No one wants to spend money on travel insurance for international travel, but do it anyway, please. That's very important. Trust us on this one.
Yeah.
What do you think about
it? Yeah, most of the people think that we use the insurance for accidents abroad when you travel in another country, but also maybe if you lost your luggage, that insurance helps you to get money with that, right? To recover that. And also, here in Colombia, and especially in Bogota, we have the privilege to have potable water, right? Maybe in Europe or in Asia or in Africa or even in America, some countries and some cities don't have that privilege of potable water. In that sense, maybe if you ingest that water, maybe there's a stomachache, a strong stomachache. So in that sense, the insurance help you out with this too.
The nature has privileged us with that treasure into the mountains, drinking natural water, mineral water. So
yeah,
awesome.
This is the stomachache is a part of the experience.
But in another place, not in Bogota. Well, so another tip is plan your budget carefully. So we highly recommend checking. A good rule of thumb is to plan your backpacking expenses as carefully as you can. Then bring twice as much money as you think you need. What do you think, people?
Yeah, but the budget is so relevant. And also, plus a tip about this tip is when you exchange money, you first, here in Colombia, into euros, if you go to Europe, obviously, or to UE, or if you want to go to America or any other country, you could do it by dollars, because remember that the dollar is the world currency and it's accepted in every single place. And you, in that place, in the destination, you can exchange it into the local currency, not in pesos, directly to the local currency of the place you are going to be.
So you can spend all you can, but don't splurge.
Yeah, exactly. So now, when you imagine yourself that you are in your destination, right? Consider the hostels, if possible, to save money. This tip is especially for young people. Yeah?
Yeah,
that they are in the early 20s or even close to the 30s. We as oldies, is not an option anymore, but
old school.
We are so old school.
A liked hotel.
Yeah, but if you want to explore the world, take into account the housing, and you see the hostels, right? Because the hostels are places like a cheap hotels, in which you are sharing the dorm with other people. And even in some places, the bathroom or toilet or restroom. So in here, you can save a lot of money and spend it in other things, right?
Yes. It's an interesting option. Share the same place with foreign people, that they have got the culture to different models inside this kind of place. But for Colombian people, it's difficult in some cases, because the Colombian have got another rules, and not at all time we are in the disposition to accept this kind of rules in some sites like the hostels.
And the most important, if you share the space, the dorm space with other people, be respectful with the resting of the others, because
totally
respectful. Yes, and be clean.
Okay, well, have copies of your important documents. Don't forget to make copies of all your important documents, such as passports and visas, in case your originals are lost or stolen. But this is typically having both hard copies and digital copies if you're serious bet.
Yeah. Or if you are, this is for old school people, but also you can take a photograph of your document onto the cell phone.
With your smartphone, yes.
Yeah, with your smartphone, and you have the cell phone all the time. So in any case, you've been asked for presenting this, you can present the cell phone, and that's
yes, it. Yes, not all the time we have to be confident with the cell phones or the gadgets to storage our documents. It's important, make the paper. The paper is the most important for the people.
For us, but nowadays time is changing.
Okay, so take a battery pack. That is an interesting story. Once in Argentina, my phone died and I had no cash for a bus or a streetcar.
Oh my gosh.
And obviously, I couldn't call an Uber. I wasn't 100% sure how to get back to my hostel without GPS. Eventually, I made it back. Okay.
Oh, well.
To my hostel. But it wouldn't have been much less stressful if I'd had an extra battery to charge my phone.
Very important. I guess today for traveling, the mobile is a tool for that, because you have money, you have maps, you have GPS, you have documents, you have everything on the mobile. Passport. So I totally agree that you need a battery pack in your bag always, all the time. It's important, necessary, mandatory. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, imagine yourself that you come back. Yeah. Maybe Carolina was in India, John in Pakistan,
and
Camilo in Uzbekistan.
In Pakistan.
Yeah. What is the first thing you do when you come back?
Share memories
on Instagram, on Instagram and all that, right?
Now talking with people.
Friends.
Of course. Get a beer and share all the memories, all the stories, everything. I don't know.
Okay.
Share and comment moments. For me, it's important.
Yeah. And
share and discover.
Meaningful moments.
Yeah. And you are the ones that buy things on those places.
Obviously.
For the relatives and friends, or not too much?
Obviously, the bad things is important, because through them we could refer some place or some experience to the another people.
Okay.
Not only for the Google comments, just for the relative experience around the trip or the experience that we had.
Okay, and I have another something that I do after traveling is paying my credit cards.
Oh, this is painful. This is the painful part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carpe diem. Upgrade yourself to life.
Well, it's time to carpe diem. Here we will analyze about some common questions and phrases that use when traveling to another non-Spanish speaker countries.
So, but before we continue, I like the rare information, right? So, do you know, people, what is the English expression for carpe diem?
No.
I don't have any idea.
Well, we don't have in this moment access for any chat, but for you people who are learning English, the equivalent expression is seize the day. ¿Cierto? Como mira el día en Spanish. Esta es la traducción literal, ¿no?
Okay.
Carpe diem, ¿no? O sea, sea productivo, ¿cierto? Aprovecha el día. So, seize the day is the carpe diem in English. So, go ahead, John. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Camilo.
Okay, so, because this section is about common questions and phrases that we can be useful and somehow life-saving expressions when you were abroad, I'm going to set the situation, and my partners are going to perform the situation, let's say.
A role play, yes.
Yeah, role play. Role play. Yeah, it's a really short role plays, right?
To be or not to be, oh no.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to the first one, that is, you are starving and need food. So, I want you, all of you, our listeners, if you know what is the meaning of starving, please let us know into our WhatsApp, that is 362-3188, right? If you got the meaning of this, you can send it in a voice note and we reproduce it here. But for the next expressions, right? The first, starving, is when you really, really, really are hungry. You are starving. It's like saying in Colombian Spanish, tener un filo.
Hambriento.
Hambriento.
Estar muerto de hambre.
Muerto de hambre, right.
Tener la solitaria con mozo y todas esas cosas.
Okay.
Colombianizing expressions.
Welcome. Can I help you?
Yes. Could I get a cheeseburger, please?
But they don't sound like you're starving.
No.
She's full in this moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very important. So please don't say I want or give me, okay, in this situation. No usemos la expresión o el quiero o deme, ¿no?
Yeah.
Es un poco, puede ser un poco hostil. Brusco, hostil en otros contextos, okay?
Exacto, porque en español suena normal, pero pues en inglés sí suena un poco rude.
Yes. You can use I would like a sandwich.
Y si pides mal tu servicio, no esperes que te atiendan bien.
Exactly. So, you are lost in the city with no mobile data.
My
so,
goodness.
Mobile is too much use in Europe, right? In America, they used to use cell phone or smartphone. Okay, mobile is more for Europe, right? So, excuse me, could you tell me where the bus station is, please?
Sure. It is 2 blocks ahead and then turn right. So blocks is the useful expression to mention some group of buildings or houses inside the same place. As in Spanish or in Colombian Spanish, we say dos cuadras, tres cuadras, sabemos es una cantidad de casas o de edificios organizados y son distancias que ya son convenciones y tres cuadras bajando, tres cuadras subiendo, etc. In English, it's common to say blocks.
Blocks or straight ahead or go forward to ta-da-da. Okay. So, last one. You are at the airport, train or bus station, and you lost the ticket. Ticket is the thing that you use, the little piece of paper that you use for boarding, even the taxi, or the taxi, the train, the airplane, or even...
Or maybe a card nowadays. Maybe a card.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know where I can take a copy of my boarding pass?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can go to the counter of the travel agent and ask for a copy. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is even that we, as we already said previously, we take the for the picture or even the boarding pass is sent it to our cell phones by the flight station or the flight the airline, right, or the train line. maybe your cell phone is lost, you can take a copy on the on the boarding pass in the counter, right?
Maybe you are offline. Don't miss the mobile. Don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
awful,
right.
Awful. No.
Yes.
Okay. Another common vocabulary to use when traveling. Any of us can say it and comment examples, please. In a station or bus or train.
Underground or tube in UK or subway in USA.
Yeah, that means metro.
Metro, that's metro. Mean metro.
Something that maybe we will never know.
Ah, okay, yes. Camilo, can you help us with the second?
Yes, of course. I missed my mind. Sorry, I was stopped. The next word is platform, right? It's important when you are in a bus station, in a train station, in an underground station, whatever. It means a station, so you use platform. Andén, diríamos nosotros en español. Plataforma es literal, pero sería más como el andén.
Yeah, how can you use it in a...
I have a very important expression, a question, context. Right? Mm-hmm. So when you need to request for information, so which is the way to platform for example?
Yeah.
One-way ticket, billete de solo ida, round-trip ticket, billete de ida y vuelta, and finally, return ticket, billete de vuelta. Yes. Yeah.
That is something that we use as Colombians. We used to buy the round-trip ticket, no the simple ones.
Hace mucho tiempo en Colombia no se escucha, antes vendían el tiquete como vuelo, ¿qué? Vuelo redondo, viaje redondo, ya no está en desuso. Pero sí era muy común en nuestro contexto.
Yeah. In another place that we used to visit when traveling is at the airport, right, Jan?
Well, departures and arrivals, salidas y llegadas.
Way out and way in, salida, entra.
Yeah.
The first one, it's about the aircraft. This is the context for the aircraft. When the departures are arrivals, and the another is it's for mention the place I don't know. It's Viviana about the place in the airport, in the physical place when the people can locate the
exit and the entrance
exit, right?
Okay. Also, we have takeoff and landing. Yeah, takeoff is when the airplane, avioneta, despega. And landing is when aterriza, the opposite, right?
So we can see in the at the airports, we can see the information, right, about departures, arrivals, landing, when the bus, I was saying, when the airplane is landing, and you say, oh, I want to see that person because the plane is landing, so
yeah,
you see.
And also fasten the seatbelt. Yeah, this is so useful, and you can do it when you are inside an airplane or a train or even a bus. Yeah, this is something that is for your security. And most of the times that expression, fasten your seatbelt, is said by the pilot or by the driver. Or also there is an icon in front of you, upside in front of you, with the icon of fasten your seatbelt, so you can relationate the icon with the expression. So, and with this, we could say that traveling help us to learn English too.
A lot.
Of course.
A lot. So finally, I have some very, very useful expressions and very basic expression that any learner of English can use. The first one, when you travel to a country where you do not speak Spanish, in our case, so do you speak English? Important or not?
Yeah, too important.
That's very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Second one, how much is this?
¿Cuánto vale?
Yeah.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
If you need to buy something, it's an important expression. The third one is, do you take credit cards? Because if you are worrying, and we have been talking about that, you need an amount of money. So it's important that you have another way to pay your debts when you're traveling. The next one, could you take a picture of me?
Mm.
Nowadays, it's important because people want to share in social media.
Yeah, and there is another way to say that, that is, can you take my picture?
To my followers.
Can you take my picture? Yep.
Very good.
Okay.
So, when you finish, for example, in a restaurant, so, excuse me, check, please. Right? The bill. So, when you need to pay. Because I remember the first time I was in a restaurant outside from Colombia, I forgot how to ask for the bill. How to say bill? No, but there's another way. So, this is, excuse me, check, please. And the final one, it's very, very important, I think. Where is the bathroom, please?
Yeah, where's the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between the lines. Words that take you out of reality.
Well, and with the traveling, or when we travel, is something that it has to have in a trip. That are the anecdotes. Yeah? In this section, we're going to talk about the anecdotes we have here in this work table. And even if you want to share with us your anecdotes, maybe not abroad, but here in Colombia you have traveled, inside Colombia you have a funny anecdote or something that you believe that can share with us into a voice note. Remember our number 300-662-3188. Okay.
666-662-3188.
Right? So I'm gonna start with my anecdote. That was 2 years ago. I was in Peru. Specifically in Cusco. And I got to take a bus to Arequipa by air, by land, right? But at that time was a farmer's strike near Cusco or in the way to Arequipa, and was impossible to take the bus for Arequipa. And with the people we were there, there was a Belgian girl, and she had no idea about Spanish. So the only way to communicate for that girl was English. So I work as a translator in order to help her out, in order to take Arequipa into another car, in a, let's say, a pirate car. So I use all the expression that we just mentioned today, and also other more, in order to help this girl out. And it's a way to say that English not just help us, but also allow us to help others. Yeah, that is my experience. I was so very grateful because I helped her out. Do you have any other?
I have a shorter one.
Okay.
By the way, when Bibi said before, the battery pack is important. 2 years ago, I was in Germany in a music festival.
Oktoberfest?
Yeah, a fest. So, but I'm not going to mention what happened between this story, but I missed my mobile, and it was plugged to the battery recharging. So I missed it, and 3 days later, I went to the missing office object, and I found it. And with the battery, and I was really, really happy because I found both things, my mobile and my battery back. So this mobile, I will post maybe a picture of my mobile. It's a survivor after a festival, so it's very, very... And in the important for this situation is that I have spoken with the person on the office, just in English, because he was German, and I don't speak German. I only say Ich heiße Camilo. No, I can't say anymore.
Danke.
And danke.
And danke, of course.
Danke, bitte.
Bitte, bitte. And that's all.
So guys, the good things even finish. right? And
the time flies.
The time flies. So this was our episode today. I hope you got enjoyed it and have learned about the expressions and common questions outside Colombia in English. And also, I invite you again to send us your voice notes in order to know what your expressions or questions or experiences outside Colombia. And also, as usual, we share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Vila on air.
And travel.
Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.